Would you like to be more active this year going forward? Well, listen up, because we have somebody who might be able to help you with that. Rob Wormald business is called Couch to 5K, and I'm hoping that Rob is on the line right now. Rob.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Great, thank you. It's great to have you on the show this morning. Now, can you tell me about Couch to 5K? When did you get started, and what does it entail?
I started as a personal trainer about 20 years ago. Excuse me, and I was in gyms and doing boot camps outdoors. And a lot of my clients, they asked me about running the ladies' mini marathon, the women's mini marathon. So I said, here's a good opportunity for some business.
Yeah.
And I discovered that I had a knack for teaching people to run. And so that was a 10K course. And what slowly became Couch to 5K courses, so I discovered a lot of people were struggling with the app itself and struggling with their breathing and learning and kind of trying to run and breathe comfortably at the same time.
The breathing is such a big thing, isn't it, with the running? Like, people just, they find it so difficult.
Yeah, it's the number one reason why people will struggle, or they may even give up. It's through their breathing, and that's generally because of the pace, the speed at which they're running at. Their legs are very strong, so they're going all a little bit too fast.
Okay.
So the Couch to 5K courses started taking off about 15 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, and I've made a career out of teaching people to run for the last 10 to 15 years, and it's the best job in the world, because you get to kind of keep fit for a living, and you get to meet some wonderful people and make great friends along the way.
And there are breathing techniques then that you can teach people, which will make things a little easier for them.
It literally takes me half an hour, 40 minutes. Most people, when they join up, they're quite anxious that they might be, say, the slowest or the most of most unfit in the group. And I put that to bed very, very quickly. You know, I always say to people, look, wherever you are right now is absolutely fine. Embrace your starting position. And what I do then is I tell them to start at the absolute bottom, because one of my favorite phrases is, if you want to build a house, you got to build a good foundation and then put one brick on top of the other.
Sure.
Also, if you want to learn to read and write, you got to learn the alphabet first. So with running, start from the absolute basics. Pretend you've never run before. You've never even put on some running shoes. So what I do is I'll slow people down to almost walking pace, really. Start there, and our legs are very strong, and the legs are very persuasive, but a lot of the times the heart and lungs, the breathing starts getting a little bit uncontrollable, a little bit out. So slow right down, find your pace where you can breathe comfortably. Start doing 10 seconds, 15 seconds, and just repeat. Like learning the alphabet, just do it over and over and over again. And it you can see the kind of the light bulb going off in kind of people. And within half an hour, the 40 minutes, and I've shown them just what slowing down and the benefits of just slowing right down, and how beneficial it is, and how much it's almost like a light bulb goes off in people. And then I just kind of hold them to that, give them a little bit of structure. My favorite phrase, and my clients laugh at me, I go, what are the three S's? The three S's are slow and steady is the secret.
Okay.
And it really is. It's because it's not really the distance that gives people the trouble. It's the speed at which they're trying to go at.
Okay.
So if you slow down to almost walking pace, start with your ABCs and simply repeat. And my classes just kind of, I guide them and give them a bit of structure. And, within just a few weeks, they're up at a couple of K and loving it.
Now,
and
you mentioned the classes there. Tell us typically how long do the classes run for?
Well, my one course, I started doing the courses in 6 weeks, and I found with the techniques I was using, people were starting to run reach the 5K within 4 and 5.
Okay.
So my classes are 5 weeks long, and they're twice a week, and I set a little bit of practice here at the weekend for them to go and try themselves.
Okay.
And we have a kind of a private WhatsApp group. The classes are twice a week with me, and the one in Phoenix Park is Tuesday and Thursday. About half seven, roughly about 40 to 50 minutes long. I always say to people, give an hour just in case you want to have a chat with me or do some extra stretching or anything like that. But it's very personalized, because I take all the classes myself and I get to know everybody by name. So it's super important that, and this is something I learned years ago as a one-to-one coach, it's super important that, you help people embrace where they are and make them feel comfortable. It's not just a number in a crowd. And I have And because of that, I have people still running with me in my groups 15 years later.
Wow. Okay. So they're obviously enjoying it. And as well as the you meeting them personally on the nights, they have access to a private online community. Is that right?
Yeah. We started doing with it was Facebook groups years ago, but now I find WhatsApp groups much more beneficial because it's instant access. So it's not just kind of twice a week where you're at classes and then you just do a little bit. So it's not just kind of you're with me all the time and you have access to me all the time. And I find that community helps, and particularly with life the way it is nowadays, if you have a group of people that you have a common goal in, a group of nice people, it's not just about what you're doing, but if you're doing it with good people, it becomes so much more. It's so much more than just a run. It's so good for the outdoors, the fresh air, so good for your mental health as well. And it's just fabulous that way, the way it works for people. And it's a community. It's such a big thing nowadays. We've never been more connected, but a lot of people have never felt more isolated. So bringing people together for a bit of exercise, it becomes, after a few weeks, it becomes more about just reaching the 5K or the 3K, or it becomes about making friends and kind of having that outlet from kind of busy day-to-day stuff.
And tell me, Rob, about the finishing program there, so to speak. You do a 5K run at the end.
Yeah, at the very end, we do a 5K run. There's a medal for everybody who shows up. And I always say to people that if anyone's a little bit nervous, there's no pressure to go to 5K. I've had people say, Rob, I'm happy just doing a shorter run, do 3K. I always say, you do you if it makes you happy, because it's not just, it's like providing structure and accountability is part of it, and coaching. But I always say, be yourself. If you don't want to go as far as 5K, some people are happy just doing shorters, but whoever takes part, and if they're on the last night, particularly in the Phoenix Park, where we meet by the hole in the wall there, a lot of the gang go in and have a drink after it, and the medal ceremony at the end.
Excellent. And it doesn't matter if you're a complete novice, you mightn't even know what runners to buy, anything like that, you can start from scratch completely.
Well, that's it. I always say, even if you have run before, pretend we start from scratch. I have plenty of people who may have run maybe 15, 20 years ago, have gone on, had a family and kind of now just maybe getting back to it. I always say, pretend you've never run before, start from, as I said earlier, start with the ABCs, do the simple things, just take your time, just be yourself, embrace where you are. Wherever you are right now is where you're meant to be, I say.
Am I right in thinking there's a course starting, the Phoenix Park course starting on the Tuesday, the 16th of January?
Tomorrow we start.
Tomorrow. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, so the 13th. Yeah, tomorrow's the 13th. So I have...
Oh, sorry, 13th. Sorry.
My group, the Malahide and Sword, starting tonight, and Phoenix Park is tomorrow evening. So we meet at the hole in the wall. Obviously, it's a bit dark. It's a bit dark to run in the park at the moment, so we're kind of just outside on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And what time, again, is that if somebody wanted to go along tomorrow night?
It's required to sign up.
Sign up first, okay.
On the website.
So give us the website there while you mention it, Chip.
Yeah, well, my socials are Couch to 5K Dublin. You can find me a link there. But my website is c25k.ie. Or if you Google Couch to 5K Dublin, I come up straight away. But Couch to 5K Dublin on any of the socials, Facebook and Instagram.
And if somebody was to sign up, you'd be able to accommodate them tomorrow night.
Absolutely. I have a few spots left. And just for you guys, what I did, I came up this morning, there's a discount code for anybody. It's a Phoenix FM discount code.
Lovely.
Get 10% off the course if you like, or get in touch. I'm kind of here. I'm here at my phone and my desk most of the day taking inquiries. So I'm available to chat to you if anyone has any questions or any concerns.
Great stuff. Listen, Rob. Thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning. It's a great idea and a brilliant way for people to start the new year. Thanks a million.